The question of when state law should be applied in a maritime case is famously difficult, so famously difficult that scholars and judges love to wax eloquent about just how difficult it is. And I love some of the quotes I'm fixing to give you, as in Schoenbaum saying, "This is one of the most perplexing issues in the law." The phrase, "the devil's own mess," which is in my title, came from Professor Curry at Harvard. Our own Professor Robertson says that the Supreme Court's decision on the issue fall into no clear patterns, taken in the aggregate, simply do not make complete sense, and indeed he describes, and I love this phrase, it is diabolically difficult. First Circuit judge described it this way, "Discerning the law in this area is far from easy. One might tack a sailboat into a fog bank with more confidence." The Louisiana Supreme Court, in less colorful language, however, really, in my estimation, captures the issue very, very nicely. "Despite the multitude of cases involving the applicability of state law in maritime situations, the United States Supreme Court has developed no clear test for determining when such application is appropriate and when it violates the Constitution. Instead, the court has generally stated only its conclusion as to when the application is proper, but these conclusions have not always been theoretically consistent." I would say they've never been theoretically consistent. And in fact, in a case we're all familiar with, Yamaha Motor versus Calhoun, Justice Ginsburg described it this way. She said the Supreme Court has, quote, "consistently resisted all opportunities to attempt a grand synthesis or reconciliation of the precedents." So having given you all these caveats, I now tell you that in 30 minutes I'm going to make everything absolutely crystal clear.